Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Thursday morning to you. Hope y'all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers out there, all my bus drivers riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 IBEW workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local front and rear load truck drivers out there, all my local hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night funeral home workers, all my mailmen, mailwomen out there, making sure that people are getting their packages and mail in a safe and timely fashion as well. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Appreciate y'all hanging out with your boy on a Thursday morning. Hopefully y'all had a great start, have had a great start to your Thursday morning. We got a lot to get into per usual, and we're going to obviously start with the Atlanta Falcons. Going to let you hear from Raheem Morris and Michael Penix Jr. here in a bit. Raheem Morris was on Dukes and Bell yesterday, and we're going to let you hear some audio from that. Michael Penix speaking to the media along with others, and we'll let you get to all of that here in just a bit. But first and foremost, got to update you on some news with the Atlanta Falcons. First and foremost, got to give some love. This is not a shocker, but do have to give some love to one Bijan Robinson, that guy. He's him. And we all know it, and the NFL knows it too, and they have named him NFC Offensive Player of the Week. Obviously, just a crazy, crazy Monday night game for Bijan Robinson. Totaled a career best 238 yards from scrimmage, rushed 19 times, 19 carries for 170 yards, career high as well, and a touchdown, 6 receptions for 68 yards, had an 81-yard run, career long for him, and the longest rush by any player this season. His scrimmage yards were the most by a running back on Monday Night Football since 1986. He also recorded at least 100 scrimmage yards in every game this season, tying William Andrews back in 1983 for the longest streak to start a season in franchise history. Additionally, his 822 scrimmage yards through 5 games this season are the most ever by a Falcon and 4th most by any player in the Super Bowl era. And one last bit on Bijan, giving him his flowers. He also has the longest active streak in the NFL of 100-yard scrimmage games with 6 dating back to week 18 of last season. He has 23 career games of at least 100 yards from scrimmage, the most in the NFL since entering the league back in 2023, while his 11 straight games of at least 90 yards from scrimmage is the longest active streak in the NFL as well. So, long story short, he that dude, and we all know he's that dude. And he is, at this point to me, obvious MVP candidate, obvious NFC Offensive Player of the Year candidate. And yes, I'm saying obvious MVP candidate because without Bijan Robinson, the Atlanta Falcons team, I mean, let's just keep it a buck, would be very different, would look very different, and would operate very different. So, Bijan Robinson for MVP, we got to start the campaign right now, y'all. That it is what it is. So, congratulations to Bijan Robinson winning NFC Offensive Player of the Week. I will give you also the Falcons injury report that came out from yesterday's practice. Full participants, Lakeel London, Taquan Graham. So, hopefully, we thought we might get those guys back this past week. Hopefully, it's this week we get those guys back. That would be two very good additions to this Falcons front seven and this Falcons defensive line. Darnell Mooney, Felipe Franks, both limited participants. Darnell Mooney still dealing with that hamstring. Hope maybe we get Darnell back this week, but at this point, you want Darnell to be 100% because you can tell when he has played this year, he hasn't been 100%, and that's definitely affected his play for sure. Guys that did not practice, Jalen Walker dealing with a groin injury, Clark Phillips still dealing with a tricep injury and a bit of an illness. Billy Bowman still dealing with a hamstring injury. He didn't practice as well. Leonard Floyd dealing with the illness, did not practice. And then Jake Matthews, of course, dealing with that ankle injury, did not practice. I'll give you a heads up. Jake Matthews probably not going to practice until Friday and maybe do a walkthrough. But if he does practice Friday, he's going to play. I feel very confident about Jake Matthews playing unless he doesn't practice on Friday. If he doesn't practice on Friday, then obviously he's not going to play. But if he practices on Friday, I feel good about him playing unless, you know, there's some sort of setback or aggravation between Friday and the game, which you think there shouldn't be, or unless it just doesn't feel right in warm-ups or something like that. But it seems like we're on a pretty good track to Jake Matthews playing on Sunday. So that is really good news for the Atlanta Falcons. You want there, hopefully the Iron Man is out there, and he also, not only do we want him to play because he's really good, but also would like to see him keep his streak alive as well. So we'll see what happens there. But again, I think for a lot of these guys, Wednesday coming off a short week, it's not too surprising that some guys dealing with some, you know, lingering and nagging things, little things, didn't participate. So I won't be overly worried about seeing the guys that didn't participate in practice. I would have no reason to believe that Jalen Walker won't play this week. No reason to believe that Leonard Floyd probably won't play this week. And again, we'll see about Clark Phillips. Obviously, he missed last game. Billy Bowman, he missed last game. So we'll see about those guys. But, you know, when you talk about Jalen Walker, Leonard Floyd, you look at them and you're like, oh, well, what are they doing? What are they doing not practicing? I just think it's because it's a short week and you want to make sure you're getting those guys some as much rest as you can and you're taking care of those guys as much as possible. So I wouldn't get overly concerned about some of these guys that landed on the injury report and didn't practice yesterday. But that's the latest news when it comes to the Atlanta Falcons. Good morning to you if you're just joining us. It is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning downhill to the weekend. About to let you hear a little bit from Raheem Morris and Michael Penix Jr. as they both spoke to, Raheem Morris joined Dukes and Bell yesterday. If you missed that interview, you can hear the entire thing at odyssey.com. So make sure you check that out. And then Michael Penix Jr. spoke to the media yesterday as well. But as far as Jake Matthews, let's stay on that train just for a little bit longer. Raheem Morris was asked by Dukes and Bell about the status for Sunday night's game against the 49ers. And again, hearing Raheem Morris talk, kind of getting the vibe from Flowery Branch, it seems like there's a solid chance that Jake Matthews could play on Sunday. And honestly, I was like, oof, I don't know. When you first saw the ankle injuries, like, yeah, that could definitely keep him out at least a game. But it looks like Jake has a solid chance to go. But here's Raheem Morris with Dukes and Bell talking about Jake Matthews' status for Sunday night's game against the 49ers.
It'd be hard for me to bet against the Matthews. He's just that type of guy. He's going to do everything that he can do to play. I know him that well. He won't talk much about it. That's not his mentality. That's not his deal. But as we get later into the end of the week, I'm sure we'll have a better feel for what that is and how it looks. Obviously, it's still fresh. Obviously, you played a Monday night game. Obviously, you got a short week, all the things working against him. But when you talk about a Matthews, particularly Jake, it'd be hard for me to count him out.
I mean, hey, when you hear Raheem Morris say that, it'd be hard for me to count a Matthews out. You're darn right, Raheem. As a fellow Matthews right here, not related to Jake Matthews, but my last name is Matthews. And I don't have two T's in my last name, just one. But different story for this different day. Anywho, Raheem Morris is absolutely right. You can't count a Matthews out because we're some tough cookies, us Matthewses are. But no, in all seriousness, hearing Raheem Morris say that, it does, again, make you feel really good about, oh, okay, well, dang, maybe we will see Jake back out there because we know Jake is tough. He is an Iron Man, and he has played through injuries throughout his career while being, again, very reliable and being, again, healthy and taking care of his body. I'm sure he still has plenty of nicks and bruises that ail him at times, but he just goes out there and does his thing and plays Pro Bowl caliber left tackle. So hopefully we can get Jake Matthews out there on Sunday, and it's seeming like there's at least a solid chance that we can see him on Sunday. We talked about Darnell Mooney, limited in practice yesterday for the Falcons. How about Ray McLeod as well? What's the status of those two wide receivers? Because going up against a San Fran defense that, even though is shorthanded, won't have Nick Bosa, won't have Fred Warner, still going to be a tough defense to go against Robert Saleh. Robert Saleh is going to have those guys ready to go. So it'll be nice to have guys like Darnell and Ray McLeod back. We know Ray was a healthy scratch. And hearing what Raheem Morris had to say when asked about the statuses of Darnell Mooney and Ray McLeod, if you read between the lines, listening between the lines of what Raheem Morris is saying, I think I have a theory on why Ray McLeod was a healthy scratch on Sunday. But here's Raheem Morris talking about the status of Darnell Mooney and Ray McLeod for Sunday's game.
Obviously, with Mooney, we're talking about the health issue and getting him back, and hopefully that thing works out this week so he can go out there and be a contributor. And obviously, you got to make the best decisions to find out who can win the football game across the board or every position every single week, because he was going to be up contributing and making major factors for us. Last week, our contributors majorly were Bijan and London, particularly when it came to accumulating the yardage. But the selfless acts across the board by Charlie Warner, by Kyle Pitt, by our upfront people, the contributors as far as production standpoint, when you're talking about a guy like Tyler Algier, but all those guys going out there being a perimeter setter, setters, doing the things necessary for us to go out there and score points. There is no 81-yard run without Casey Washington leading out front and really holding it down out there with a big-time block to spring a really special player out in the open grass and be able to get the most out of him.
Right there at the end, you hear him say there is no 81-yard run from Bijan Robinson without Casey Washington making a big-time block. Talking about guys like Kyle Pitts and others going out and setting the edge and being perimeter setters. Sounds like Ray McLeod wasn't doing his job when it comes to blocking. Now, again, I have no inside information. I don't know any of this to be a fact. But just listening to what Raheem Morris is saying, again, reading and listening in between the lines, sounds like he wasn't maybe too happy with the way Ray McLeod was blocking, wasn't too happy with his effort blocking on the perimeter. And he was like, you know what? If you ain't going to block, you ain't going to play. That's what it sounded like to me. Now, again, I don't know. There's no telling. It could have been something completely different. But when you talk about a guy that was a healthy scratch, when you're missing your number two, your wide receiver two, and he's wide receiver three, and he's still benched, Raheem Morris was sending a message. And that message, I think, was, if you ain't going to block, well, you ain't going to play. I want guys who's going to go out there and block and help spring an 81-yard touchdown run for Bijan Robinson, like Casey Washington did. Kyle Pitts has been really good blocking this year as well. So I think that's really the story behind that. But again, no inside information on that. And as far as Darnell Mooney goes, it's just about him, again, getting healthy and hopefully getting that hamstring as right as possible. We know if you don't take care of that the way you're supposed to, that can linger and be a nagging and a really annoying injury all season long. So I think they're really just trying to get Darnell right, because, and especially him when he's, his game is so relying upon his speed. And again, his route running is really good, but his speed is definitely key as well, as is for any wide receiver. So I think it's all about trying to make sure Darnell gets healthy. All right, when we come back here, we'll let you hear more from Raheem Morris, more from Michael Penix Jr., as we start to get you ready for the 49ers. That's coming up next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. I hope y'all are doing well. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Make sure you follow the radio station at 92.9 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. Once you got that free Odyssey app downloaded on your smartphone and all your smart devices, make sure you search for the radio station 92.9 The Game. Once you find the radio station, then you want to search for all the great shows here on the station as well. My show, obviously, The Hometown Take, The Morning Shift, The Steakhouse, The Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Dukes and Bell, Chris Thomas Tonight, all the great shows on the weekend as well. College Football Game Time, Sam and Greg, all the shows. Make sure you follow them, subscribe to them, because when you do that, then you're really in the game, because then you'll get live push notifications about when shows go live, about when shows are having guests on live. You'll get live push notifications about when new articles and audio are uploaded to the website. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite segments and interviews. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite shows in their entirety as well. So make sure you download that free Odyssey app on your smartphone and all your smart devices today. Also, do need to tell you that Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of live coverage of live college football coverage in Atlanta. We were just talking about it. So this Saturday at 8 a.m., we get the day started with College Football Game Time. It's brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com and by Alumni Hall. Shop UGA, Bama, Tennessee, and more. It's where fans shop. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Garrett Chapman will set the stage for all of the big matchups. And Saturday night following Atlanta United, we'll have Utah taking on BYU. That's all this Saturday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So don't miss it. Be there or be square. All right. Let's continue to let you hear from Michael Penix Jr., Raheem Morris, as we start to get into the matchup of the 49ers and the Falcons happening this Sunday night. And you already know you can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, your flagship station for the Atlanta Falcons. But let's talk about the 49ers and Raheem Morris. He was talking about preparing for Kyle Shanahan's offense, and we know that is definitely a tough thing to do. And look, this defense just aced a big test that they had going up against Josh Allen and James Cook and this Buffalo Bills offense. Well, they got two big tests back to back going up against, again, this is a San Fran team that is beat up offensively and defensively. Defensively, we already talked about Fred Warner, Nick Bosa not going to be there, and we'll get more into that later on today and as the show progresses. But when you look at the offensive side of the ball as well, no Brandon Ayuk. It looks like they are going to get George Kittle back. They're all pro bowl tight end. And it seems like Brock Purdy is probably going to play. He was limited with his turf toe injury that he's been dealing with. Mac Jones, less limited than Brock Purdy, but he's also a little banged up as well, dealing with an oblique. So you'll either see Brock Purdy and Mac Jones. I talked a little bit about it yesterday. I think I'd rather see Mac Jones. I think he has a little less mobility. I'm maybe not right now with Brock Purdy's turf toe, but I think he's got a little bit less mobility than Brock Purdy, so I think I'd rather see Mac. I think it'd be easier to sack Mac Jones, but you can sack either one. If you can get Josh Allen four times, you can definitely get Brock Purdy and Josh Allen a few times on the ground a few times as well. So no real preference there. If I had to choose one, I probably would say I'd rather see Mac Jones out there. But Brock Purdy was back at practice in a limited capacity, so there is a solid chance you'll see Brock Purdy on Sunday as well, too, with George Kittle. Juwan Jennings looks like he'll still be able to go. Ricky Pearsall looks like he's maybe kind of more up in the air. He could go. He could not go. Seems like he's kind of 50-50, at least at this point. So they'll have some of their guys, but they obviously won't have all their guys, but they will have their most important guy, and that's Christian McCaffrey. And he's definitely one guy you gotta game plan for, and one guy you definitely want to make sure you stop, because Kyle Shanahan, they make sure they get Christian McCaffrey the ball in each and every way possible. So you definitely want to make sure you know where he's on the where he's at on the field at all times, and he's gonna be a tough guy to stop. So you got to make sure you're sure tackling. And look, this defense practicing against Bijan each and every day is probably good practice as far as going up against Christian McCaffrey. So we'll see how that fares on Sunday. But do want to let you hear again from Raheem Morris talking about preparing for Kyle Shanahan's offense.
Kyle's going to find out a way to exploit some of your weaknesses. He's going to find out a way to get out there and try to make sure you cleaned up every correction that you possibly have on your books. And he's also going to find a way to do those things while also executing what he wants to get done on offense. And that's ultimately run the football and be able to throw the ball efficiently, hold on to the ball, and keep you away from it. So we know those things. We just played the leading time of possession team in the National Football League. And really, it all came down to being about us. So we got the same mentality going to this game and go out there and try to find a way to get a big time win.
Yeah, look, again, it's more so about, and I think Raheem Morris is exactly right. Yes, you're going up against Christian McCaffrey and a good offense that, again, getting George Kittle back, could be getting their starting quarterback. But at the end of the day, you have to almost take the same approach as you did with Josh Allen and James Cook in this Bills offense. Just keep Christian McCaffrey and company on the sidelines, and you got to worry about it too much. And they did a good job of that, won the time of possession battle against the Buffalo Bills, like 31 minutes and some change compared to 28 minutes and some change. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, so forgive me. But you do what you got to do on offense. Take advantage of the, again, banged up defense that you're going to be going up against in San Fran, and don't put too much stress on your defense. You have to think, after seeing what this defense did against Josh Allen and the Bills, you got to think they're going to be well suited to have another solid outing and solid performance against a 49ers offense that isn't even at full health. So as long as, again, you focus on yourself, and again, you're going to have to do some things defensively to play well. You're going to make sure, again, you're sure tackling when you're going up against a guy like Christian McCaffrey, and Juwan Jennings can be a problem. Kendrick Bourne has played pretty well during his time back in San Francisco. So they got guys you definitely have to worry about. But when you talk about slowing down this 49ers offense. Again, same thing kind of applies. Best way to slow down Kyle Shanahan, Christian McCaffrey, whether it's Brock Purdy, Mac Jones, George Kittle, best way to slow them down is keeping them on the sideline and take care of what you got to do offensively. So, look, I do feel good about this Falcons pass rush being able to take down a Brock Purdy who, again, you have to think probably won't be feeling 100% from that turf toe injury, won't be as mobile maybe as he usually is, or Mac Jones that's also not going to be quite as mobile as maybe he kind of is, and he's not even super mobile either. So you feel good about how these guys are going to be able to rush the passer. And then again, with Christian McCaffrey, you just got to swarm him, be sure tackling. And in the back end, again, you got guys like Juwan Jennings and Kendrick Bourne who can be an issue. And again, if George Kittle does play, which it's pointing towards like he will, you got to make sure whoever's on him, whether it's a Divine Diablo, which I think would be a good matchup for George Kittle, you got to make sure you are sure tackling and swarm tackling and gang tackling when it comes to him as well too. So, again, you definitely have to do some things well on defense and make sure you are on top of some certain things on defense. But at the end of the day, you take care of business on offense. I feel good about this defense being able to get enough stops to have you in position to win the game. So, to me, after taking in 5 games from this Falcons team, it feels like this defense is always going to do enough to keep you in the to keep this offense in the ballgame. It's about if this offense can capitalize on the opportunities they get. Because remember, in that second half, you left a lot on the table. And we'll actually let you hear Michael Penix talk about that in a couple minutes. I want to let you hear what he has to say about the 49ers as well. But he also talked about how he felt like the offense left a lot on the table against the Bills. And they did, because our defense got 4 three and outs, the most three and outs the Bills have had this season. And I think they got like 2 or 3 back-to-back in the second half. And you didn't really do anything with it. Now, again, you did what you had to do, and you went on that nice final drive at the end of the game to seal it. So that was great. But that game could have been over by then. It didn't even really have to come down to that final drive if the offense scores 1 or 2 times out of the times they had it, where you would go on a drive, go 5 and out or 3 and out, whatever the case is, and then have to punt ultimately. And they did get the 1 field goal block too. So and we know about the touchdown that almost was with Drake London. But still, you left, even besides those 10 points we talked about, you left some other points on the table. So if you're better in the second half against the Bills, that game looks more lopsided than it was. So you definitely have to keep that in mind as well. All right, I want to let you hear 2 more cuts from Michael Penix Jr. here really quickly. First, I want to let you hear Michael Penix Jr. talk about what he sees from this 49ers defense.
I feel like they're definitely a sound defense. They don't want to give up the big shots. I feel like that's every defense in the league now. You know, you don't want to give up those big plays. So just taking what they give us, I know they are fast-flowing defense. Those guys can run sideline to sideline. Obviously, Fred Warner, he's out. Prayers up to him and what he's going through. But the guy that's coming in, Bethune, they all can run side to side. They have really good lateral movement, and they play sideline to sideline. So I feel like it's a really good team.
Yeah, solid team that, again, even despite all the injuries, have – found themselves at 4-2, gotten some really nice wins on the season, even though they haven't been, seems like, really 100% all season long. And they're still finding ways to win because, again, they're well coached, got a good offense, come up with good schemes. And Kyle Shanahan, you have to bet, is going to be able to do the same thing on Sunday. So the Falcons have to come prepared as well. One more from Michael Penix Jr. before we got to hit a quick break here, and talked about it. Michael Penix Jr. said it himself. Feels like they left a lot on the table Monday night against the Bills.
The thing that stood out to me was that I feel like we left a lot on the table. I feel like we definitely had a lot of opportunities to run away with that game and not make it as close. But I mean, we did what it took to win that night. So
yeah, and at the end of the day, a win is a win is a win. Nobody's complaining about it. We all feel pretty darn good about it, and it honestly can make you feel even better knowing that you beat the Bills 24-14 when you did leave a lot on the table offensively, and you know your defense did step up as much as they did, because the Bills had ample opportunities as well to get right back in the ballgame, and your defense held true every single time, especially in that second half. So it makes you feel good, but it's also like, well, dang, we really could have blown out the Bills if the offense, again, would have played a little bit more sound in the second half. So that's one of the things to look out for. They got off to that hot start, and you hope they can do that again, but you hope they can just keep the momentum going into the second half, because it seemed like they definitely stalled out towards the second half, and they got a rhythm going back in towards the end of the game, which was good because you needed it for that game-sealing drive, and you were able to do those things to get that game-sealing drive, but felt like, again, really could have been a blowout if the offense would have kept the same momentum and kept the same flow that they had in the first half. So there you have that. All right, when we come back here on Hometown Take, we got some NFL headlines, some other NFL headlines to get into. A lot going on in the world of the NFL. We'll touch on those things, because talk about George Kittle coming back, some other high-profile pass catchers, wide receivers could be back as well. And we got Thursday night football tonight. We got the battle of the old QBs. We got a battle of some QB veterans, some gray hair, some just for men going on. The battle of just for men going on between Aaron Rodgers and Joe Flacco tonight on Thursday Night Football. We'll talk about it all next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. Hope y'all are doing well. Appreciate y'all tuning in. 542 here on a Thursday morning. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. Do have to let you know. If you want to get your Thanksgiving week started off right, and you want to get it started off with some golf and a great cause, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, presented by Finley Roofing, is coming up on Monday, November 24th at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. Now is your chance to sign up. Go to 929thegame.com and click on the events link, but do it now, because foursomes are going quickly. That's the third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic benefiting Pets for Vets on November 24th. So go ahead, go to the website, click that link on the events link, and sign up right now, because the spots are going lickety-split. Before we get into some NFL headlines, do want to quickly update you on what else is happening in the world of sports. The Blue Jays did beat the Mariners last night 13-4, coming back in a big way. Mariners now lead that series 2-1. Blue Jays seeing if they can make a comeback here. Game 4 is tonight, along with Game 3 of the NLCS. The Dodgers have a 2-0 lead on the Brewers, and we'll see if the Brew Crew can make it a series and get that thing to 2-1, or if the Dodgers will take a convincing and commanding 3-0 series lead in the NLCS. So we got game four of the ALCS tonight, along with game three of the NLCS. Also, we could have another firing very soon in the world of college football. Florida AD Scott Strickland met with some influential boosters on Tuesday, and the result came out that Billy Napier, the Gators head coach, could be fired as soon as this weekend. So they got Mississippi State this weekend. I'm thinking if they lose, Billy Napier might be gone. So we'll see what happens on that front. The Atlanta Hawks play their final preseason game tonight against the Houston Rockets. I think that game is actually on ESPN, so you can catch the Hawks on ESPN tonight for their final preseason game. Their first game of the season a week from tomorrow. I know Steakhouse and Andy and Randy were live at the Falcons training facility yesterday. Steakhouse talked to Auntie Soleil. They talked to, I know, Andy and Randy talked to Luke Kennard. I think Onyeka Okongwu as well. I talked to Zachary Sechet, and the Steakhouse talked to some players as well. So if you missed any of those, make sure you go to, again, odyssey.com and check out all those interviews as well. Good stuff there. And look, man, I'm pumped for the Atlanta Hawks season again. I think they're at least, at the very, very least, the top six team in the East. That means not a play-in team. And I think they could be, I don't see why they couldn't be a top four team. I really don't. I think they're going to be really good. I've been hearing some really good things about how this Hawks team is coming along with the new faces. KP, Kristaps Porzingis, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, Luke Kennard, Luke. So I'm feeling good about the Beasts obviously coming back, what they brought in, Ace Newell, the rookie. I'm feeling good about everybody. So this team is going to be fast. This team is going to be able to score, and this team should be able to get stops as well, too. Got some height, some length, some size, some strength, some good defense. I mean, Dyson Daniels and Nikhil Alexander-Walker, KP down low. What? That's perimeter defense. Got the clamps on you, seat belts, passing out all galore. And then if you do find your way in the paint, well, we got some shot blocking with Onyeka Okongwu with Kristaps Porzingis. Come on now. So I'm really pumped up about this Atlanta Hawks season. But they do play their final preseason game tonight against the Houston Rockets, 7:30. The game's going to be in Houston. Hawks 2-1 so far in the preseason, by the way, if you were wondering. They play their final preseason game tonight. All right, as far as some NFL headlines, as promised, obviously we got Thursday Night Football tonight, and you got two of the elder statesmen as far as quarterbacks go, going at it tonight. Joe Flacco, newly added Cincinnati Bengal Joe Flacco, taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers and Aaron Rodgers. So we'll see who comes out on top of that one, but should be a pretty fun game. Joe Flacco looked like he was doing pretty well with the Bengals in his first game, all things considered. Jamar had a pretty good relationship with Jamar Chase early on, and we'll see. I'm sure that would only continue to get better, but they are going up against a pretty darn good defense in the Steelers defense. Jalen Ramsey's been really good. He's almost had I don't know if resurgence is even the right word, because he never really fell off. I think like people thought he fell off, but he's been even better definitely in Pittsburgh. So that should be a fun game tonight. You can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 99 The Game, by the way, courtesy of Westwood One. We talked about this earlier. Brock Purdy did return to practice in a limited capacity. Again, still dealing with that turf toe injury that he aggravated back in week four. He's going to be limited in practice this week, according to, again, Coach Kyle Shanahan. Again, injured the toe back in week one. Missed two games and came back against the Jaguars on September 28th, but then re-aggravated that injury in that game and has not played or practiced since. So Mac Jones also, again, dealing with his own things, but Kyle Shanahan did say Brock is more limited than Mac, and we'll see which one of those guys goes on Sunday Night Football. The other 49ers injuries, Ricky Pearsall dealing with a knee, Sky Moore dealing with an ankle, Dominic Pooney dealing with a knee. Also, they all did not practice. Brock Purdy, George Kittle, Juwan Jennings, Jordan Watkins, Kevin Givens, C.J. West, Kalia Davis, and cornerback Renardo Green. They were all limited in practice. So, again, we'll keep an extra eye on the San Francisco 49ers and their injury report throughout the week to see what's going to happen on that front. Brian Branch, one-game suspension. He appealed it. We all know he gave that man Juju Smith-Schuster a mean slap after the end of that game between the Lions and the Kansas City Chiefs last week on Sunday Night Football, after Juju kind of gave him a blindside block, and obviously Brian Branch took very much exception to it. And then after the game, Juju was Patrick Mahomes actually went to go dap up Brian Branch. Juju was right there, and Brian Branch didn't dap up Patrick Mahomes, but he was looking at Juju, and then he just wham, smacked Juju right in the helmet. So, and then that started a little bit of a scrum and a little bit of a scrap at the end of that game. But he appealed, like I said, his one-game suspension. He appealed it, and it was upheld. So he is going to be suspended against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Lions take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this week on Monday Night Football. And the hearing officer was Jordy Nelson. Yes, that Jordy Nelson, Packers former wide receiver Jordy Nelson. He was jointly appointed by the NFL and NFL Players Association. So the NFL, like I said, Monday suspended him for that hit on that slap on Juju Smith-Schuster. So Brian Branch is going to miss the Lions game Monday night against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but will be eligible to return to the active roster that following day. And this is what the NFL Vice President of Football Operations, John Runyon, said in a letter he wrote to Branch explaining the suspension. He said, quote, "Your aggressive non-football act was entirely unwarranted," which it was, "posed a serious risk of injury, and clearly violated the standards of conduct and sportsmanship expected of NFL players. Your conduct reflected poorly on the NFL and has no place in our game." So there you go. A little reprimand there from old John Runyon. Speaking of quarterbacks, going back to quarterbacks, J.J. McCarthy, status iffy as far as him coming back and being the starting QB for the Minnesota Vikings. Kevin O'Connell hasn't named a starter for Sunday's game against the Eagles, but it does seem like Carson Wentz is going to get another start in there. He's in line to make his fourth consecutive start. Wentz has been dealing with a sore left shoulder, but he was a full participant in practice yesterday. McCarthy did receive, received a well-respected second opinion that indicated his timetable to return could be up to 6 weeks. He did practice yesterday, but he was a limited participant in practice. McCarthy did call the ankle injury really annoying when asked if he thinks he is at a point where he could play. He joked that he would even play even if his ankle were cut off. But he also said, "We've got to be smart here and understand there's a lot of things that go into play. And at the end of the day, I'm just going to do what I'm told and try to get better as fast as possible." Kevin O'Connell did say he wants McCarthy to be 100% recovered when he returns to the lineup, in part to ensure he can carry his lower body mechanics and footwork into the game. O'Connell and other offensive coaches took McCarthy through a series of throwing workouts during the Vikings bye week in what appears to be a process that isn't designed to be quick. So they aren't rushing him back. Carson Wentz has played fairly well, and they aren't overly concerned, they aren't rushing him to come back. Because, look, he's basically a rookie. He didn't play all last year. I know he's in year two, but he's basically a rookie. And you don't want to rush a rookie quarterback back who has been dealing with an injury. You don't want his, again, like Kevin O'Connell said, you don't want his mechanics compromised or anything like that, and doing anything that could risk him or risk the team when Carson Wentz has been playing fairly well. Rashee Rice, talking about returns, Rashee Rice going to be back to take on the Raiders. And also, as far as returns go, we could see Mike Evans back for the Buccaneers this weekend. We could see CeeDee Lamb back for the Cowboys this weekend. They all got a chance to play. Speaking of the Bucs and Lions defensive tackle, Aleem McNeil is expected to play against the Buccaneers. So Lions and Bucks could be getting big players back on that end. So that is good news as well. So could have some guys on the comeback trail. I will say this. I don't want the Bucks to win, but I'm not even going to lie to y'all. I do want Mike Evans back because He's on a lot of my fantasy teams, and it's been tough sledding without him. I've still been trugging along, finding ways to win. But Mike Evans coming back will open up a lot of things for your boy when it comes to fantasy. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here trying to make a living. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get to the money. And Mike Evans is going to help me do that because I know win or lose, Mike Evans is going to put up his numbers. So, selfishly, I do kind of want Mike Evans to come back. I'm just putting it out there. All right, those are some NFL headlines for you. Appreciate you tuning in. That is my time as well. We'll be back tomorrow on a Friday edition of the Hometown Take. Give you a full preview of Falcons 49ers. We'll get your take on the game as well. Talk a little college football and much, much more on a Friday edition of the Hometown Take. But coming up next, it is the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Allie Mack back in the saddle, ready to entertain you for the next 3 hours. So they are coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey app. Noel, appreciate you holding it down as always. And until I talk to y'all tomorrow, peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.